You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. About 10% of all adults in Slo County are suffering from substance abuse disorders, according to the Community Action Partnership of San Luis Obispo, or CAPSLO. To help fight the county's drug problem, the first and only detox facility in the area is close to opening. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Located next to CAPSLO's 40 Prado Homeless Services Campus on Prado Road in San Luis Obispo will be an 8 to 10 medically assisted withdrawal treatment center. 40 Prado Deputy Director Grace McIntosh says this center has been severely needed for decades.
Prior to this coming, if someone wanted to detoxify from, let's say, alcohol, they would have to go to the emergency department.
McIntosh says now future clients will have the option to go through a medically assisted detoxification process for 6 to 8 days and then have the option to rehabilitate on site for up to 90 days.
This is not just going to be for people who are at 40 Prado. This is for any San Luis Obispo County resident who is Medi-Cal eligible.
The project, first estimated at $1 million, was held up in financial shortfall after the pandemic struck, since costs for construction and materials ballooned.
We had the funds that we had originally thought were needed, and then COVID hit, and we were pushed back months and months and months. So we really did have to kind of go back to the community and to funders and say, hey, we really need to make this happen.
State grants, private donations, and a $250,000 grant from Bank of America bridged the funding gap for the $1.5 million project. And now the center is expected to be complete in August. McIntosh says for those who think the center doesn't affect them, think again.
It's kind of like the issue of homelessness. A lot of people think, well, that will never happen to me, until it does. Just remember that these are people's sons and daughters. They are not nameless, faceless individuals. These are people that are desperately in need of our help and our support.
Once complete, the Slo County Behavioral Health Department will take over running the facility. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.